Part 2, Student Interview.
I noted that you function pretty well with the FOIL method. Can you, using the tactiles, can you describe the advantages of using the tactiles and solving those mathematical problems, algebraic problems, using the tactiles over other methods that you've tried?
Well, the problem with the other methods is that I would write the original problem down, and then I would perform a couple of steps, but unfortunately, I would lose the numbers. In other words, I would try and write out the steps and the work that I've done on the next line, like if I were using a regular Brailler, but I would find that I would always lose numbers, and it would be harder to go back and check and see, okay, well, what numbers do I have on this line? You know, what did I exactly do here? And you know, sometimes I would actually have to refer to the original problem to determine how many numbers I had and make sure that they were all accounted for. But the problem was that, you know, the numbers on the page with the hard copy of the problem were always different from the numbers that I had on my sheet of paper, because I might have multiplied, I might have divided, I might have added. So, you know, I found that I would become entirely confused after looking at it for a while, and I'd have to start all over again. At least with these tiles, if I do become confused on one line as to what order of operation I've just performed, I can go up to the previous line, recheck my work much easier, and then bring any remaining tiles down to the next line so that I can rectify the situation.
Excellent. Did you describe a typical situation in which you used the tactiles and in studying algebra?
Okay, a typical situation, normally I used to use the tiles every time I did algebra homework. You know, sometimes the problems we did today were relatively simple, but in other cases, you know, they get complicated where they have the brackets and the parentheses and the exponents and things. And so normally when I had homework problems like that, I would come in here and use those tiles to complete those types of problems.
Did you ever use your tactiles at home? Did you have a set of those at home too?
Well, I really didn't have a set of those at home, but what I would try to do is get as many of the most complicated problems done at school and then do the rest for home. Because, you know, you certainly don't need the tactiles for every single math problem that you do.
So you use them only for the more complex problems?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Give me just an example of, just make up an example of a problem that would be complicated enough to use a tactile.
Okay, well, first of all, almost any problem using the FOIL method, I would use the tiles for. In some cases, I would also use it for the order of operations. For example, if you had the number 3 and then an opening bracket, x plus 5, then in parentheses, 3y minus 9 squared, and then out of parentheses, plus 8, then out of brackets, minus 6, well, you know, that's an awful lot to remember and to try and write down as you are mm-hmm. doing the operations and calculations in your head. So I would use the tiles and write it all down, and then I would determine what needs to be done in the parentheses first, and then as I was doing the calculations, I would be able to move the pieces down to that next line, as opposed to trying to write out the rest of the equation and then remember exactly where in the equation I had modified it, and then try and write the rest of it all the same again. If you know what I mean, because every time I braille, I have to braille the entire equation, otherwise my modifications wouldn't be in the right spots, and that would be pretty useless.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So you use the tactiles for other than strictly the FOIL method?
It's just anything that really involves a couple of brackets or parentheses or anything that's, it really gets complex.
Mm-hmm. Good, excellent. Did you, you had originally started out trying to solve your algebraic equations with a Braille writer, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And found it to be daunting task.
I found it to be very difficult.
Okay. And you felt that you've learned could you finish the problems quicker, more efficiently?
Oh, definitely.
Using tactiles.
So. Oh, definitely. I mean, there'd be times when I'd have to restart a problem 3 and 4 different times because I found out that I messed up, and mm-hmm. you know, there'd be other times where I would leave out a minus sign or maybe a four or something stupid like that that I know I was, you know, I know I could have caught, but just didn't catch it, because after you start looking at something for three and four times, it gets hard to distinguish mm-hmm. what's correct and what's not. As for these tiles, well, you only really have to look at it one time. And it's much easier to go back and double check your work than it is to triple and quadruple check it.
Yes. Do you have any other things you'd like to say about using tactiles or anything about studying mathematics in Braille? Or?
Well, I'd just like to say that the tactiles have made my life easier. And, you know, it does allow me to get, well, first of all, it also helps out dramatically in my accuracy of completing math problems. And that, you know, this is a big step forward. I can't wait to see what comes next, you know?
Okay, good. Okay, good.